crucial step in metaproteomics is selecting the appropriate protein database for mass spectra identification, as it significantly improves taxonomic classification. However, given that the human microbiome comprises of thousands of different constituents that can differ significantly between individuals, database selection creates a challenge. The use of a large sequence database is not a viable solution, as it presents numerous false discovery rate issues, which impairs the rate of protein identification. Thus, databases need to prioritize limiting the number of sequences or taxa. One such method includes Metanovo, which is a database generation pipeline used to directly estimate the proteins and species present in mass spectrometry samples at the level of expressed proteomes. However, databases generated using Metanovo were not suitable on their own to identify fungi. Since we were using vaginal data, the limited number of candida hits was particularly alarming, as research has shown that this genus dominates the vagina. Thus, a more sensitive method was required to obtain the maximum number of fungal and candidal hits during taxonomic classification. Our approach to solve this issue is assembling a sort of pseudo-metaproteome. This was done by curating two different proteome databases. Fungal species chosen for this database were found to be present in vaginal research studies and species that had the ability to inhabit body sites near to the vagina. The pan-proteome database included fungal pan-proteome sequences downloaded off UniProt, and likewise the proteome database included fungal proteome sequences. Both of these databases were concatenated to a Metanovo database that was created using the human reference proteome, i.e. the host Metanovo database. And this step was done to encompass human and bacterial proteins to account for the false discovery rate. Mass spectra was submitted to MaxQuant, and the host Metanovo database identified 9.9% of mass spectra, corresponding to approximately 21,000 peptide sequences. The pan-proteome database identified 8.2% of mass spectra, corresponding to the identification of 18,000 peptides. The decrease in mass spectra identification is expected as sensitivity decreases as a sequence database increases in size. Although 85% of peptides remain the same between the host Metanovo and pan-proteome database. Taxonomic analysis at the fungal level revealed that the pan-proteome database yielded a higher relative abundance in comparison to other databases. When comparing the pan-proteome exclusively to the host Metanovo database, a 1.2% increase in fungal abundance can be seen in Figure 2. When we zone into the candida level, we see that the pan-proteome database identified the largest number of candida at 35, which was 28 more than the host Metanovo database. Notably, the pan-proteome database identified 3 candida albicans, seen in Figure 3. The findings from the pan-proteome database demonstrate the advantage of implementing a fungal-based sequence selection method. Firstly, we reduce size-related false discovery rate estimation problems. Secondly, the pan-proteome database outperforms both Metanovo databases in terms of fungal and candida assignments. Thirdly, the complementary nature of the results retrieved from each database indicates that using several databases can result in a more comprehensive and unbiased picture of microbial communities. Based on this performance, the following search strategy to increase the number of identified fungal assignments is proposed: to use a selection of fungal pan-proteomes known to be present in the microbiome of interest concatenated to the output database from Metanovo. This approach targets the problem of impairing peptide identification when the sequence space becomes too large.